Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
Mr. Speaker, I would ask that all of my colleagues join me on the floor.
Well, that is how Georgia Democratic Congressman John Lewis began what's turned into a dramatic protest action on the House floor this afternoon. The House has no filibuster, so more than 40 Democrats are staging a sit-in to demand a vote on several gun control proposals.
We have turned deaf ears to the blood of the innocent and the concern of our nation. We are blind to a crisis. Mr. Speaker, where is the heart of this body? Where is our soul? Where is our moral leadership? Where is our courage?
Well, in the past hours, many members of the Massachusetts delegation also joined Congressman Lewis in the sit-in. So joining us from Washington is Kimberly Atkins. She's chief Washington reporter for the Boston Herald. Kimberly, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thanks for having me. Good to talk to you.
Great to talk to you with you, too. First of all, tell us a little bit about what's going on in the House now and sort of what the feeling and the tone is surrounding this sit-in. What's the reaction in Congress?
Yeah, it was really quite remarkable. I mean, right now we have several dozen members, Democrats from the House and also members of the Senate who have gone to the House floor to join this sit-in that Representative Lewis started just around noontime today. So it's been going on for, you know, we're coming up on 4 hours now in the House. And it was really interesting. I mean, actually, when this all happened, I was in Congressman Moulton's office just for a pre-scheduled, unrelated interview that I and some of my colleagues were doing. And at that time, as we were leaving and heading toward Congressman Capuano's office, we were told that Congressman Capuano was actually on the floor. He was actually one of the first folks engaging in this sit-in, and that soon after, Congressman Moulton went down as well. And just in the halls of Congress, people, you know, word was spreading. People were texting and figuring out what was going on as some members headed down to the floor to join this sit-in. It was really interesting because after it was gaveled, after the House was gaveled into recess when the members refused to leave the floor, C-SPAN coverage, the cameras were shut off. So people in their offices couldn't actually see what was happening. And so it became this social media flurry very quickly spreading.
Exactly, because we've been seeing the tweets the live feeds over Periscope and other apps like that. So let me ask you a little bit. We've seen through these other live feeds that Senator Elizabeth Warren, Representative Joe Kennedy, Senator Ed Markey, Catherine Clark, Representative Catherine Clark, Representative Jim McGovern, many members of the Massachusetts delegation are there or have been there in the past hour, in part because John Lewis, being the driver behind this sit-in, brings a great deal of moral authority to it. I mean, he's a civil rights icon who sat in at lunch counters in the height of the civil rights movement at Democratic conventions, you know, walked across bridges, putting his own life on the line. So I want to listen to a little bit more about what Congressman Lewis said about why he's taking this action in the House today.
We must remove the blinders. The time for silence and patience is long gone. We are calling on the leadership of the House to bring common sense gun control legislation to the House floor. Give us a vote. Let us vote. We came here to do our job. We came here to work.
Kimberly, though, on the other hand, I'm seeing a statement from House Speaker Paul Ryan's office saying that for as long as there's this disruption in the House, they're not reluctant to gavel back in. So, you know, how long could this last? Is there any chance that it could go on for some time?
It looks that way. I mean, this one thing about this is it's unprecedented. I mean, the folks in the House offices that I was talking to said, you know, I was trying to get that same sense. Well, how long is this going to go on? Is this going to break? And because it really, these things don't happen very often, no one really knew. It looks like it could be for a while. If there's no vow, I think, to put the no-buy, no-fly legislation to a vote, I mean, I could see John Lewis sitting there for a very long time, and there are lots of people now surrounding him, as you said, now Congresswoman right. Clark and Senator Warren and others. I could see this going on for quite some time.
Well, in the last couple seconds that we have, in the event that this action, I mean, we don't know, but in the event if it does push the House to actually, or Republican leadership to decide to call for a vote, I mean, is there any hope that these gun control legislative measures would pass in the House? I mean, they certainly did not pass in the Senate.
They did not pass in the Senate. You know, now we will see possible vote in the Senate on the compromise measure that was put forth by Senator Susan Collins of Maine. But you know, it remains to be seen if this does have a chance. I mean, it's really tough. There's been a lot of opposition to this no-fly list legislation from people who say there's so many people on this list erroneously and they don't want to take away their gun control rights. So I think it's going to be a really tough call. How close it is in the House, if the Senate is any guide, it's going to be a really tough road.
Well, Kimberly Atkins is the chief Washington, D.C. reporter for the Boston Herald. Kimberly, great to talk with you. Thank you so very much.
Thanks for having me.